of money in our wealth-based class system. There are standards to be kept up, even if they seem increasingly ghostly, even to those of us who observe them.
Andrew Martin presenting this evening's essay in his series England Ejects. Tomorrow he ponders the dignity of manual labour. That's the essay at the same time, 10:45, here on BBC Radio 3. And you can download this week's programmes via the BBC Radio 3 website.
Opera on 3 from the Met this Monday presents Puccini's tragic love story, Madame Butterfly. Soprano Amanda Echelaz is Cho-Cho-san, the young Japanese geisha betrayed by American naval officer Pinkerton, sung by tenor Brian Emel. Love, heartbreak and clashing cultures at the centre of one of Puccini's best-loved operas, Madame Butterfly, 7:30 on Monday here on BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3. It's 11 o'clock now. Time for Wednesday's edition of Late Junction with Anna Hilda Nesset.
Spiral, spiral, spiral. Folk singer Linda Perhax. We heard Parallelograms from 1970, the title track from her album, which by now has become a cult classic. Welcome to Late Junction with me, Anna Hilda Nesset, live from Broadcasting House. We've got lots of great music from around the planet to play for you tonight. First, from Argentina, via Berlin, this is the new album by Atom TM.
Électricité, la physique de la pureté, Pop HD, la beauté des résistances, c'est intense et politique. Intensité, la fréquence esthétique et résistance. Pop HD, le progrès, tradition et persistance, évolution, intransigeance. HD, sonorité artificielle et synthétique, manifeste, spirituel. Pop HD, capacité, direction, mouvement uni, courant, atome, c'est infini.
Oh.
the wonderful electronic composer Laurie Spiegel, a track called Appalachian Grove, and before that, we heard Atom TM with a Kraftwerk tribute, Pop HD. Let me know what you think of this music. You can get in touch via Twitter at BBC Radio 3. Tomorrow night, we have the pleasure of presenting Ian Bellamy and David Rees-Williams in an exclusive Late Junction session. Here's a bonus track.
Thank you. Love.
the mercurial melding of instruments there. What power and grace. That was Joe Henderson's Earth from his fantastic LP, The Elements, featuring Alice Coltrane, Charlie Hayden, Michael White and others. You're listening to Anna Hilden Essert. Remember, you can listen again or check details of everything I'm playing on the Late Junction page on the Radio 3 website. The UK has been pretty wet lately, so now seems a good moment to sink into the ocean of sound. Here are three water-themed tracks from a compilation that the writer David Toot put together for Virgin Records back in 1996. First up, Herbie Hancock's Rain Dance.
We'll be right back.
Les Baxter's Sunken City, and before that, Rain Song from the Yanomami tribe in the Amazon. The Caucasus is home to an exceptionally diverse population, resulting in a rich mosaic of history, culture, and language. This track is from a recent CD collecting the musical dialects from the area.
Thank you.
Hans Millionen spiel from their lost tapes, and before that, Avar folk melody from the CD Mountains of Tongues. You're listening to Late Junction with me, Anna Hilda Nesset. New Age music doesn't get the best of press, but beyond the quasi-spiritual panpipes and whale song that's become big business around the concept of mindfulness, lies a world of great homemade sounds genuinely made to convince a sense of inner calm. The label Light in the Attic has just issued a compilation collecting vintage private issue recordings called I Am the Centre. The CD has a great big booklet with biographies of some of the colourful personalities behind the music. First up, this from Gail Loughton. He is the unlikely combination of an army veteran and Hollywood session harpist. The track ended up featuring as soundtrack on the not-so-calm Blade Runner film.
Thank you. Allah! Allah! Allah!
That was Gao by Super Ons, a takamba session from the dusty villages of northern Mali. I love the way the recording picked up all the tape hiss and feedback and distortion. Before that, we heard Lifting Off by Joanna Brooke. Next, this is Hype Williams' Break for Love.
Thank you. Is there some shore? Is there some shore to can swim to? Oh, behind my one heart, see, see, see.
Julia Holter's lush Four Gardens from her album Ecstasis. And before that, we heard improv guitarist Derek Bailey's M5 with a tribute, perhaps, to Britain's motorways. You're listening to Late Junction here on Radio 3. This is Eric Zahn from the Wondrous Ghostbox label.
Thank you.
Focus group, Geometry, How, and before that, Activity and Scales, both on the Ghostbox label. Remember, there's a playlist on the Late Junction page on the Radio 3 website if you want more details of what I'm playing. The South Bank Centre in London has a special live event curated by the Pan label on Friday the 7th of February. One of the live acts is Renee Hell, and here is a track from the new album Vanilla Cool Option. Freshly recorded by the trio Ephra, a track from their upcoming album called Lose an Hour. We heard Toast for the Yurt Crew. We've reached the end of our Late Junction programme here on Radio 3. I'm going to end with a track by cellist Gabriella Swallow. She's playing on the 12th of February at the Forge in Camden. Here she is with Clive Bell on Shakuhachie and John Garcia Gouda on Columbia Tipley.
Welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3, the 2011 Sacrum Profanum Contemporary Music Festival in Krakow, devoted a series of concerts to the music of Steve Reich, including his New York counterpoint, Double Sextet and Tehillim, and we'll hear those tonight, along with pieces by composers he acknowledges as influences, Bartok, Debussy, Stravinsky, and for his rhythmic influence, Bach. So here to set off, the prelude from Bach's first cello suite, played by Claudio Bohorques, as an introduction to Reich in 1972, putting pulse back into experimental music and his clapping music for two musicians. Those musicians here, David Cossin and Steve Reich himself.
Thank you.
clapping music by Steve Reich, David Cossin with Steve Reich himself, and before it the prelude from Bach's first cello suite played by Claudio Bojorquez. More from those Reich concerts in just over 5 minutes. Meanwhile, one of his influences, Bartok, and this is Bartok with a reminder of the ever-changing politics of Central Europe in the title he gave to the music, Romanian Folk Dances from Hungary. It's music collected by Bartok from Transylvania in around 1912, and Bartok here possibly at a wedding.